Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Isn't It Obvious? Retailing and the Theory of Constraints is a business novel by Eliyahu M. Goldratt, written with Ilan Eshkoli and Joe Brownlear. It applies Goldratt's theory of constraints to the retail sector, showing how a business can improve results by identifying and managing the core constraint that limits performance, like the goal. The book uses a fictional narrative rather than a traditional management textbook, making its ideas easier to follow through the decisions and consequences faced by the characters. The story centers on a family retail business and explores how small operational changes can produce major improvements when they are aimed at the real bottleneck, rather than surface symptoms. Its purpose is not merely to describe retail problems, but to demonstrate a systematic way of thinking about flow, replenishment, inventory, and profitability. The novel format is central to its design. Readers are expected to reason through the situation alongside the characters and arrive at the underlying logic themselves. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, applying the theory of constraints to retail operations rather than manufacturing. The book's main distinction is that it transfers Goldratt's theory of constraints from the manufacturing world to retailing. That matters because retail has different operational pressures. Customer demand is variable, shelf availability is visible, and inventory decisions affect both sales and cash flow. Instead of treating retail problems as isolated issues of purchasing, pricing, or staffing, the book frames them as system behavior driven by one limiting constraint. This shift in perspective is important because it discourages managers from making local optimizations that look efficient on paper but do not improve overall performance. The story suggests that retail profitability depends less on pushing every department harder and more on understanding where the system truly slows down. By adapting TOC to a store environment, the book shows that the same logic of bottlenecks, flow, and leverage can govern different industries. Its value lies in demonstrating that retail inefficiency is often structural, not accidental, and that durable improvement begins with identifying the constraint that governs the entire chain. Secondly, a business novel that teaches through discovery instead of direct instruction. Goldratt is known for using narrative as a teaching device, and this book follows that model closely. Rather than presenting TOC as a list of rules, it lets readers watch the characters confront practical problems and gradually uncover the logic behind better decisions. That structure is more than stylistic. It shapes how the ideas are absorbed. Readers do not simply receive conclusions. They see why certain assumptions fail and why new ones work. This approach is especially effective for management concepts that are easier to misunderstand when presented as abstract frameworks. The novel format also creates a realistic decision-making environment where people hesitate, argue, and resist change before accepting a new direction. That makes the lesson more believable and more transferable to actual business settings. The book's interactive quality is one of its strengths. It invites the reader to think with the characters rather than remain a passive observer. In that sense, it is less a manual and more a guided reasoning exercise built around a retail case. Thirdly, focusing on the core bottleneck instead of treating symptoms, a central principle in the book is that meaningful improvement comes from dealing directly with the core problem, not with its visible effects. This is a foundational TOS idea, but the retail setting makes it especially concrete. Many retail organizations react to shortages, weak sales, or poor turnover by adjusting prices, increasing promotions, or changing routines in ways that may not address the actual limitation. The book argues that such responses can create motion without progress. If the constraint remains untouched, gains tend to be temporary or scattered. By contrast, a focused intervention on the bottleneck can unlock improvement across the entire system because it affects the pace at which value flows through the business. This principle also has a managerial implication. It demands discipline. Managers must resist the temptation to solve every visible issue and instead ask which problem is actually governing performance. The book uses this logic to show why smaller, well-targeted changes can outperform broad but unfocused initiatives. Its broader message is that systems improve when decision makers identify leverage, not when they chase every symptom at once. Fourthly, inventory, replenishment, and flow as the real drivers of retail performance. The retail emphasis in this book naturally brings inventory and replenishment to the foreground. In a store environment, stock levels are not a background administrative issue. They directly determine whether customers find what they want and whether capital is tied up productively. The book connects TOC to the practical challenge of keeping flow moving without overloading the system with excess inventory. That matters because retail often suffers from a contradiction. Too much of the wrong stock coexists with too little of the right stock. Goldratt's framework encourages readers to think in terms of flow across the whole chain rather than in terms of isolated category targets or local stock metrics. A good replenishment system is not one that merely fills shelves, but one that supports throughput, protects availability, and reduces unnecessary buffers. The story implies that inventory decisions should be governed by system logic, not by habit or fear of shortage. This makes the book useful for readers interested in how operational choices affect both customer experience and financial performance. It positions flow as the key metric behind retail health, not as a secondary operational concern. Lastly, why the book appeals to managers seeking practical systemic thinking. The book is most useful for retail owners, managers, and professionals who want a practical framework for improving operations without relying on vague business advice. Its appeal lies in the combination of accessibility and rigor. It is easy to read as a story, but its underlying logic is systematic and operational. Readers who are frustrated by firefighting, chronic stock problems, or improvements that do not last will find the constraint-based approach especially relevant. The book stands out because it does not promise a list of generic retail tips. Instead, it teaches a way of thinking that can be applied repeatedly as conditions change. That makes it more durable than one-off best practice advice. It also differs from many management books because it is less concerned with inspirational messaging than with cause and effect reasoning. For readers already familiar with TOC, it extends the method into a new context. For readers new to Goldratt, it serves as an accessible entry point into his broader system thinking philosophy. Its practical benefit is not just insight into retail, but a sharper discipline for diagnosing what actually limits performance. In conclusion, isn't it obvious? Retailing and the Theory of Constraints is best suited to readers who want to understand retail performance as a system, not as a collection of disconnected problems. Retail owners, store managers, supply chain professionals, and students of operations management will benefit most, especially if they prefer applied reasoning over abstract theory. The book is valuable because it translates Theory of Constraints into a retail context where inventory, replenishment, and customer availability are directly visible and financially consequential. That makes its lessons easier to test mentally against real business experience. Compared with many retail management books, it stands out by using a novel format to show how people actually arrive at better decisions under pressure. Compared with more technical TOC texts, it is more accessible and memorable, while still preserving the discipline of constraint-based thinking. Its chief benefit is that it trains readers to look for leverage, identify the true bottleneck, and avoid solutions that merely treat symptoms. For anyone trying to improve store performance without adding unnecessary complexity, it offers a distinctive and durable perspective. If you would like to support Eliyahu M. Goldratt, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.